In this bulletin, police breach a Hong Kong University campus held by protesters. Australia again expresses concerns over the treatment of Uyghurs in China. And in cricket, Sydney Sixers all-rounder Elise Perry to miss up to 3 weeks with a shoulder injury. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Chapman-Alos. Police have breached a Hong Kong University campus held by protesters after an all-night siege that included firing repeated barrages of tear gas and water cannon. Anti-government protesters have barricaded themselves inside Hong Kong Polytechnic University for days, lighting fires at entrances in an attempt to stop police from entering the campus. Police surrounded the university on Sunday night and began moving in after issuing an ultimatum for people to leave the area. Fiery explosions could be seen as protesters responded to police attacks with petrol bombs, but by daybreak, protesters remained in control of most of the campus. Student protester Alessa says she initially felt scared about staying on campus during the confrontation.
The police say that all of us inside the university will be arrested for charging riots and we will be sentenced for 10 years or above. But now I feel very peaceful because I believe that everyone inside the university will stay together.
Police have warned protesters to stop using lethal weapons to attack officers and to hold other acts of violence, saying they will respond with force and possibly live bullets if necessary. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the federal government is taking an expose of China's human rights abuses towards ethnic minorities very seriously. The New York Times newspaper is reporting Chinese authorities have detained up to 1 million Uyghurs, Kazakhs and others into camps in Xinjiang region over the past 3 years. It cites 400 pages of leaked internal Chinese Communist Party documents which detail the government's actions relating to the religious minority groups. Ms. Payne says while it will take some time to review all 400 pages of the report, the newspaper's conclusions are consistent with previous accounts of human rights abuses in the region.
Australia has raised our serious concerns about the detention and treatment of Uyghurs and other religious minorities in Xinjiang. We have done that both directly to China and in appropriate international fora, whether that is the Human Rights Council or the UN itself. We will continue to do that. We are very concerned about those human rights issues.
Queensland Fire and Emergency Service is hoping cooler conditions today will offer crews a reprieve as they battle more than 70 fires statewide. There are warnings the severe weather could return mid-week after residents of Tarome, south of Ipswich, faced a threat on Sunday. Firefighters dealt with stormy conditions, but no properties were lost overnight as the state enters its second week of fires. Some campers on Moreton Island, including schoolies, were evacuated after a lightning strike started a fire on Saturday. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, firefighters could be facing another week of severe weather conditions and widespread danger across the state. About 60 fires are burning and temperatures into the 40s, combined with strong winds, could put communities at further risk in the coming days. The fire danger rating is very high today for Greater Sydney, Manara, Alpine, Illawarra, Greater Hunter, Northern Slopes, Northwestern, Central and Southern Ranges, plus New England. Moving overseas again, and Bolivians have attended an outdoor mass to pray for an end to violence during the country's political crisis. Almost 24 people have been killed since a disputed election result was decided in October. President Evo Morales resigned in the wake of protests, and Ofelia Vargas is among those hoping order can be restored.
We are here very moved because we have really lived tragic moments, you can say, because we have been overwhelmed by the vandalism, and really the heart of each Bolivian is on bended knee before God, and we ask that there is liberty of expression here.
In cricket, the Sydney Sixers have been dealt a blow with star all-rounder Elise Perry to miss up to 3 weeks with a shoulder injury. 29-year-old suffered a low-grade injury in Sunday's two wickets WBB loss to Melbourne Renegades and will miss between 1 and 3 weeks. Perry landed heavily on her right shoulder as she attempted to take a catch, and although she played on, she was in obvious pain and didn't bowl again. Let's take a look at the weather for Tuesday. In Perth, partly cloudy and 25. Sunny in Adelaide and 29. In Melbourne, partly cloudy and 20. 18 degrees, similar conditions in Hobart. 32 degrees in Canberra and sunny. Much the same for Wollongong, 28. Also sunny for Sydney, 31. Sunny for Newcastle, 33. Much the same for Brisbane, 31. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 32. And 35 degrees for Darwin with a possible storm and afternoon shower. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.